Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still having a good time, John.
And we always do. And I just actually, I have to give a shout-out here to Tori or Victoria, but I prefer Tori or Tor.
I don't know how it evolved.
No, I saw it online.
Yeah.
Tor, I think it was.
Is that really your alias, Tori?
Is that your alias?
On air, yeah, I go by Tori.
Yeah, you know, because I've been on there with you on Facebook, and I don't see Tori.
But Tori, Victoria.
It's the pictures.
She likes to keep
and
you
sometimes
guessing,
under
you know?
The picture, it'll say it. Oh. It doesn't mean it's the title of her thing, yeah. But like there'll be a picture and it says Tor or something.
Oh,
But anyway, she brought something to my attention. And we always talk about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Otto, and the number today is 105.
Wow. I think we haven't done numbers in so long, so this is really...
But 105 is not representing what you think it represents.
What is it? No.
Okay. Now, what would you think 105 represents?
A good job where you got 105%.
I like that. That's cool. I like that.
No. What would you really think?
I like that.
Maybe it could be we're getting nearer a major occasion in the year.
Right. 100%.
A major occasion.
And that would be?
That would be Christina Liu's birthday.
Right. Now, that would what most people would think.
Right, most people.
But Tor brought to my attention something that emanated from what Lynn was saying.
Mm.
You know what April 3rd is?
National Pee in the Woods Day? No, I'm kidding.
World Party Day.
World Party Day?
Yeah.
Is it?
You guys.
World Party Day. So it's Christina's birthday and World Party Day.
And I mean, clearly that makes so much sense.
Oh, my God.
I might have to get a sash that says that now. I'm going to have to.
I was looking, and John's like, wait, this is perfect.
This is breaking news, everyone. Like, how have I not known this my entire life?
Wow. Yeah.
World Party Day. Well, I'm going to spread that to all my friends this weekend.
What we learn on this show.
It's amazing.
This is breaking important news for everyone. Well, there we go. Well, thank you, Victoria. That was great. So everyone, 105 days to World Party Day. Stay tuned for that.
That'll be great.
But what I wanted to remind people, a couple of weeks ago, Otto and I actually co-hosted the show together. And we had on the Slayer Players, who it was really a great segment.
Was that
segment.
The
Honeymooners? Yeah.
The Honeymooners.
John, it was so, we were hysterical.
It,
so
that,
great.
That was
but they were spot on, and I want to encourage people to go check them out. They have two more dates. So there's December 20th and 21st at 7 p.m. over at the View Grill, which is in Glen Cove. It's right on the golf course.
Which is
over
a nice
there.
Place.
Yeah, it's really nice. I totally didn't realize that that's the old Sound View, and I used to go there all the time in my early 20s.
Mm.
But it's a side note. And they're going to be doing the Twas the Night Before Christmas. It was an episode of The Honeymooners. And also The Night of the Meek, which was a Twilight Zone episode. They were so great when we had them on, and I really, the sets are going to be incredible. So you could call them at 516-595-2233 or email them at info@slayerplayers.com.
And they have a website.
They have a website as well, which is www.slayerplayers.com. You know, and there's a $69.95 plus some tax and fees. But
that
it's
includes
a good
dinner.
Yeah,
right.
Full dinner. And it's really the... I mean, they were like uncanny. It was just so.
They
great.
Reminded me of sitting in a room with Jackie Gleason on
really?
Honey.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It really. My dad. I texted a picture of my dad, and he was like, "What are you doing with Jackie Gleason?" So he was really
wow.
blown away by that.
They were really.
They were great, and their backstories, you know, because they obviously have other jobs outside of this, were equally as interesting as you know this. So it was great. So please check them out, and I think it's a good time, a good Christmas kind of thing to do. So please see that. And then also in 2020 to come, there's going to be a senior softball league will be starting. So we will totally be talking about that, all the details
softball.
Of that.
When you say senior,
yes,
age?
I believe it's 60 or over.
60.
Yeah, 60
heard,
years
yeah.
of age or over.
And
yeah.
over.
Yeah,
yeah,
60 or over.
I used to play a lot of ball.
And, really?
Yeah, but I'm not going to start now.
Otto, listen, they might drag you Otto in.
Well,
for the
they
tuna.
Do have leagues for 80 and over.
80 and over?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Well, I could see that only.
But you had to have played all along, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like I've played golf forever.
Right.
All right. To start golfing at my age would probably not be a great thing.
Yeah.
The one thing, I don't play anything. let's be real. but I hear it from different guys with the softball, you know.
Yeah, my
dad plays hamstring softball. And then you're limping for a month.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the main thing that they seem to hurt.
Well, running, you know, when you get older, and you, all of a sudden you're going to run to first base at full speed.
Yeah.
Right.
And you haven't been running. Yeah.
The only place I run is the buffet line. Other than that,
that's,
no.
Yeah, but then you do your
that's
blocking.
A sprint.
You do your blocking and your tackling.
No, that's when
too,
I take
right?
my partner Peter and I push him first. You go. Make room for me.
Oh, I love
and God
it,
bless him, he does.
That's right. It's that. A good, good. Peter's a good friend.
Peter's a good man. He's been on the show.
But so definitely check that out. We'll have more information, obviously, as it gets closer, because I think it should be a fun little thing. And then that'll be spring before we know it. I mean, the fact that the holidays are here, it's just really amazing. So
yeah, I know. It's fast.
It's crazy. And I also just want to encourage people, too. A lot of our groups are still going to be meeting in January, so there's a group for everyone in Project Independence. You know, we have a social discussion group that meets over at the Parkville Library in New Hyde Park, and that meets on Thursdays. We have a men's community group that also meets there on Fridays. We have the Blankets of Love group, which was really nice this year. The Blankets of Love ladies made crocheted blankets to donate to the veterans that we were doing in the town.
It was just a picture in something of the Blankets of Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember where.
No, we'll have to look
that's
that
part
up.
Of the process of when you get older.
Right.
You know there was a picture. You know there was a picture. But where was it?
That's all right. It's funny.
Who was it?
Where was it? Yeah,
it's right. It's like a murder mystery. We'll figure it out, guys. But it's really great, and I think it's
but
just
they did
so
show
wonderful.
All the members of the...
And they make beautiful blankets. Like, yeah. I've seen these
ones. It had to do with veterans.
Yeah, because they made them to donate, because the town did the veterans donation drive. Right. So the Blankets of Love group decided to, you know, donate. I keep laughing on a side note because I keep moving my hand and I have, like, jingle bells on my hand. So I wonder if people hear the jingle bells just, like, going off.
I can hear it.
As, so.
Do you hear it? I can't hear it. Okay.
I was like, I just keep jingling. And people are probably like, what is going on? But definitely check that out. Like I said, there's a group for everyone. All you have to do is call 311 or 869-6311. And we have coming up on January 14th is Understanding Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia, which is Erin Bienkowski, who we've had on the show. And she's great. The Alzheimer's Association is where we do all kinds of programs with them, and they're just wonderful. So definitely check that out just to learn if you know someone or if, you know, it's just it's good informational. And that is
One of the heavy-duty things that nobody would really like to face.
But when the time comes and you have to, then you need everything in the arsenal that you can grab.
I think the hardest part with that is when is that decision made that you face that's a problem?
Right, right.
You know, that gray zone.
I agree. You know, it's a tough one versus, you know, you're just getting a little forgetful to know you got an issue.
No, and I think it's important to address it because there are things that can be done or ways that can help.
Well, hopefully, as time marches on, they're talking about some ultrasound thing that I just read.
Oh, really?
Which supposedly helps. I don't know anything about it, and I'm not medically qualified. I'm just saying that I read something somewhere again that there is some form of ultrasound that they've tried and seem to have had some success with.
Okay.
But, you know, if you don't stay on top of it and be aware of what's going on, you may not be able to take advantage of.
No, and that's a situation also where it's a terrible thing that you know, if you suspect it, that person can't be at home by themselves. That's the issue.
Yeah.
You know, if you think something is going wrong, you have to really, you do have to pay attention, you know.
Yeah.
And there's signs that adult children have to watch out for with their parents or with their spouse, which is even worse. You know, if it's your spouse, you got to, you know, pay attention that, you know, things are not the way they were a couple of months ago. You know, as I said, repeating myself, difficult as it is, but you have to, you know, face it. Whoops.
That's probably one of the more difficult things I can think of.
Right. There was somebody on the show years ago, not years ago, a year or two ago, and they said it's a shame because at one point the person lying next to you in bed, you know, was your lover, your partner, et cetera, and they were so close to you. And here they're still all those same things, but they're like miles away.
Yeah.
So you're laying next to somebody who's looking at you, but they might as well be in, you know, in the Sudan. They have no clue.
And that's why it's important to go to these programs, though, because this they're going to talk about detection, causes, risk factors, stages, and treatment. So it'll be a whole
That's when you need support.
Mm-hmm. Right, 100%.
Don't try to fight the battle by yourself.
No.
We're running out of time.
Yep.
So the bottom line is,
in
2020, there's going to be tons of wonderful programs to come. Thank you to everyone. A happy and healthy holidays and new year to everybody. And we'll be back in 2020 with a bang.
Terrific. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful holiday.